Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's an appropriate song to play. Because on most nights, that's what the opponents do, Jeremy.
Bite the dust?
They bite the dust. Joining me right now, head basketball coach of the Terps. She is Brenda Fries. What's going on, coach? Coach, are you there?
We got the coach?
Coach.
You mean to tell me I had this introduction?
Man, you're doing all that, and I'm watching the Grinch walk by.
Who was that?
I don't know the hell that was.
Oh, there coach, we go. Are you there?
I am. Was that a little foreshadowing for what lies ahead? I love it.
Less than 2 weeks away from the tip of the season as you take on Loyola. Out of Baltimore. I mean, you've got a nice little local tour. Well, they tour to you. You got Loyola, UMBC, Georgetown, and Towson. But getting back to Loyola, what type of preparation do you already prep for Loyola now, or do you wait closer to the game time?
Well, you know, it gets harder and harder every season because you would normally go back and look at a lot of film from the previous year, which you can do, but now with the transfer portal, there's so many new changes on everyone's roster. So early on, you're really kind of just playing how taking your strengths and your weaknesses, trying to adjust on the fly. I mean, yeah, you can look back at a little bit in terms of style and play and that kind of thing. But, you know, it's a lot of new rosters that are out there.
What should people expect this season when they see the Terps? Is there any new players they should be looking at? Same style as I'm assuming that you always run, but making adjustments. What should people expect from the Terps team this year?
Well, it's really exciting. Obviously, I don't put a lot into preseason rankings. We're ranked number 10, and we hope to be higher than that when the season ends. But I think it speaks to what we were able to get out of the portal and the players that we brought in. So I'm really excited. We're deep. At every single position, we always run. We're going to be able to defend and extend a lot more in the full court. You know, being able to get the two highly coveted transfers with Yard and Garzon from Indiana, who led their team in 3-point field goal percentage and 3-point percentage, their all-time leading 3-point shooter, as well as Aluchi Okonawa from Duke, is really athletic and athletic, but I'd actually say, you know, a lot of times our freshmen are really going to play this year. They're talented. We have quite a few that have come in immediately, and they're going to have an impact from the jump.
Yeah, I agree with you, Coach. I'm like you. I don't care about the preseason rankings unless you have me out of the top 10. Then we got to talk. So I'm with you, Coach. Coach Brenda Fries joins us for the Terps. Coach, Jeremy brought up that transfer portal a minute ago, and people look at some of the girls that you've lost, your young ladies that you've lost, and they make that a story. But I think what people forget is that they really look deeper into it. The transfer portal has been kind to you as well.
Oh, no question. And, you know, every player has their own reason. I mean, some want to go get more playing time. There's different impactful things anymore now with rev share. So there's a lot of different elements that are coming into play. And, you know, for us, we've had a lot of success out of the portal and impactful players. You look at Kayleen Smichael a year ago, Sailor Poppenberger, Mir McLean, who's on the roster, like, Those players have all had a lot of success here on our roster, and it's going to be no different with Yardin and Alucci.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Jeremy, true story. Mary McClain, when she went to Roland Park, took me to task. I'm so glad when that kid graduated.
He showed up at her graduation party, gave her a gift.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Hey, Coach, I want to ask you about a family, and you guys are keeping the legacy alive. I used to joke, when I first got into radio here, we had the Brick family in, and I said, what a terrible last name for a basketball family. You guys should be called Buckets. Vicky was so special, such a great player, and I think the world of her family, and I love what they're doing. What's the relationship like with them?
It's so close. I mean, I am so grateful that I had the 2 years to be able to coach Vicky, and just so unfortunate when cancer, you know, takes the life of someone so young. We've all been impacted, but I can't say enough for the Brick family and Victor and Lynn. I mean, they didn't even go to school here, but the impact of sports, the impact of what the University of Maryland and athletics has had, and we're really proud. You know, they've honored our locker room and a scholarship and in Vicky's name. And I know for us, you know, as we go and unfold this season and as we move forward, it's going to be about embodying her spirit. And, you know, our locker room is really precious to us and the season that we're going to have and how it unfolds. So just an incredible family I can't say enough about.
And I'm assuming people know, like, the owners of Brick Bodies here locally, and they donated $1 million, which I think is just awesome. Like, their daughter, I thought she was an amazing basketball player. We had them in a couple times when I was doing the Anita Mark show. And just so much fun. So, again, I just wanted to bring it up because I think it's such a cool part of sports and when we see stuff like this.
Yeah. Brenda Freeze joins us. Speaking of former players, Coach, Laura Harper was one of my favorite college basketball players. I remember I was new to the game of women's basketball. I was in my second year coaching JUCO when you guys were in the national championship 20 years ago. And I remember one of my biggest motivations for watching that was to see Laura Harper play. She ended up having a tremendous tournament. And I think you're doing one of the coolest things, Jeremy. On November the 1st, they're honoring the 20-year anniversary of that national championship. They're not doing it at Maryland. They're doing it at Towson with Laura Harper coaches.
That's cool.
And is actually going to do more probably for Towson having it there than it would financially doing it someplace else.
Rob, she's not listening. Are they saying, congratulations, we just beat your ass? Is that what's going to happen or not?
No. Congratulations, we're going to beat your ass in 5 days.
Yeah, okay.
Because they play on the 6th. But I think it's tremendous. Tell us about, first of all, before we get into the national championship win, about your relationship with Laura now.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, it's always been a really special relationship and just so proud of her and just that mentorship to watch her from recruiting her to a player to now just all the success she's had in coaching. And I am always her first phone call and to talk her off the ledge or just be there to be a sounding board. But what an incredible opportunity. You know, it was something that she came to me about, and, you know, I love it because we're celebrating this 06 team all year. We'll have an event at the Indiana game this year, but really awesome to be able to have this event on the 1st. And it's going to be, you know, some of the 06 other teammates are flying in and going to be a part of it as well. And a chance to celebrate, you know, the 06 team, both programs, and you know, an opportunity to be able to raise some money for Towson. And I love just all of it and just being able to relive some of those special memories.
Yeah, special memories. Jeremy, when they played that game, Stephanie was sitting on my lap watching the game. And now to have the opportunity to go and MC that event, the 20th anniversary, is surreal. It's a great honor to be a part of it. Coach, name some of the other, you know, some of the other players that are coming back?
Yeah, you know, really, really excited. You know, obviously, you know, we've had some players that have been sitting there waiting with Issy Amadou. When you talk about, you know, her ability to, she was a junior college player sitting out as a redshirt last year, and she's made a really big impact. I think everyone knows our players that are returning, but we were able to bring in, you know, a lot of international players. And I'll tell you, like, Leah Bartelma has been really impressive at that point guard position. She's played with the senior national team and has had a lot of success. And then Maria Boyko, who's come in from Belarus, not able to speak the language when she first started, and to be able to see right now the impact she's having is just blows my mind. I've been in coaching a long time, and to watch this young lady do what she's doing in the classroom, learning the language as well as what she's doing right now on the court for us is just a thing of beauty to watch. So I'm excited for our fans to really learn a lot of these new players, because they're really going to have a big impact. We play at in Greensboro this weekend. We play NC State, so two top 10 matchups. It's an exhibition game that doesn't count, but I think it'll gauge, to, you know, just kind of to see where we're at so early.
Exhibition basketball has come a long way in college basketball. Coach, good luck to you. I literally cannot wait for the season to begin.
It'll be so much fun.
Yeah, either can we. It's going to be an exciting year. Looking forward to it.
There you go. Give me a go, Terps.
Go, Terps.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.